Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome. You are listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and it's Memorial Day. I want to welcome everyone. We air here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those of you who are new to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, I'd like to take a moment to share with you a little bit about the International Black Summit and what we're about. The International Black Summit, it's a gathering of people of Black African descent. We are from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views. And we come together to celebrate and to empower the vision of the Declaration. We also explore questions and issues which empower our participants to realize their vision for the community and for the world. Now, the International Black Summit gathers. We get together every year, the first weekend in August. And the gathering is called the Summit, and this year in 2010 will be in Baltimore, Maryland. Yay! And we're calling that Be More, like Be More Than You Can Be. Baltimore, get it? Okay, that's my little joke. So if you've been following our shows, you know that the last show was in London, England, and before that we were in Anguilla, the British West Indies. But if you'd like to register for our August annual event in Baltimore, you can go to our website, and that website is www.blacksummit.org. You can also see all of our upcoming events on the website, and you can join the IBS social network. And all of that, log in, www.blacksummit.org. The IBS social network is really your opportunity to tell us about who you are, what you're up to in the world, find out about what the Summit family is up to, and also make some new friends and listen to any past recordings of the IBS talk show. Again, I'd like you to invite you to check out our website, www.blacksummit.org, and also for you to make plans to attend our annual event, which will be the first weekend in August in Baltimore, Maryland. We've had participants from around the world, and they've found the Summit event to be an empowering event, one that fosters personal breakthroughs, it creates energizing relationships, and it promotes community transformation. At the very first summit, which was in Atlanta, Georgia, in 1991, the participants created the Declaration, and this Declaration really embodies the spirit and the charge of the International Black Summit. I'd like to take a moment to share with you this declaration, and it is as follows. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. This declaration statement was created at the first formal summit event, which was held in Atlanta, Georgia. That was October 7th in 1991. And it continues to presence itself today in this moment in me, in our guests, and all over the world. And in addition to this declaration, at each annual summit event, we usually come up with a specific question or another declaration that participants engage in throughout the year until the next summit event. This year, our declaration is, I am the source of my vision. I am the source of my vision. And standing in that space, being here for Memorial Day weekend, it's just a phenomenal time to really invite you to call in and share with us. The call-in number is 646-716-9827. Again, that number is 646-716-9827. And tonight, what we're inviting participants to do is, if you have attended a summit event, we're inviting you to call in, share with us what year was your first summit event. What was the question or the declaration for that year? And what did you come away with? I mean, what was it for you? Because we're really trying to get people to get a sense of what the summit is to them, what the summit has been for them, what they get out of it, and invite you, if you've never been to a summit event, to come and join us in Baltimore the first weekend in August, which is August the 5th through the 8th, 2010. For this year's annual event. We also have a course called The Prerequisite, which is a course you take before doing the summit, and we hold prerequisites all around the country. Next weekend in Baltimore, there will be a prerequisite event on Saturday. There will also be a prerequisite event in Atlanta, Georgia. There will be a prerequisite event in California. Our Canadian team is getting together to also do a prerequisite event, and we're working on trying to have another one here in the East Coast, hopefully in New York City. So there's plenty of opportunities for you to participate inside of this conversation. And if you would like us to come to your city or your town, you can reach us at www.blacksummit.org, or you can send an email to IBS talk show at gmail.com. And we are also hosting, we're raising funds, we're having a fundraiser because the talk show is going premiere. And we're really excited about that. So if you're interested in donating to that cause, you can send us an email at IBS talk show at gmail.com, and we'll send you the information about how you can help support us in that cause. I have a caller at 347-325. Caller, are you there?
Yours truly.
Well, hello, Brother Jerry. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, my sister. How you feel?
Oh, wow. I am just phenomenal. I am enjoying this holiday weekend weather.
Yeah.
It has been really, really, really wonderful. Just came back from a barbecue in the city, and it was really kind of interesting because the young people were being honored. It was a graduation celebration, a young lady and her cousin, and they just graduated from law school.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the young people there are interested in going into the field of law. So it was kind of interesting seeing, you know, and listening and chatting with them about their perspective and, you know, just getting to know people who are, you know, young people who have traveled the world already. You know, some of them have done their internships abroad or who have studied abroad, you know, just to get a different perspective on life. And, what's up? So that was pretty good. How's your day been going today, Jerry?
My day, all right. Trying to get ready for tomorrow.
Okay,
then
what's going on tomorrow?
Then I'm going to have a little barbecue with a few people.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I said, I got to get some stuff in so I can help my sister Clara out.
I appreciate that.
I can't miss that because I'm very interested. I am very, very pumped to hear different experiences that people have attended in the summer in the past so that I can get myself ready to attend my first one. That's right, people, don't miss it. My first one in August in B-More. So I'm very, 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 very pumped up and listen, you know, to the show. And then whatever I can do, just let me know, all right?
Okay, I so appreciate that. I think it's really interesting because we've been doing the talk show now, we're going on our third year. We're only three years young in the show. And, Jerry, you actually came in, I guess, in the last year and started listening. And inside of your listening have joined us as one of our newest co-hosts, and we so appreciate your commitment to the show and being with us every week, like Timex. You're always there, and your contributions always have been really, really wonderful. And you know, when I think about Memorial Day, it's a time that people remember those people who have gone through transition, and we just lost Brother Bill Patterson out of New York, made his transition. Another sister that I just went to a transition ceremony last week in Chicago, Sister Gladys Lloyd, made her transition. Yeah, and I actually went to the cemetery today, and while I was at the cemetery, basically just, you know, said a prayer for all of the people who have loved ones who have made their transition up until this point, you know, and just gave, you know, blessings for the energy of those spirits and, you know, what they've been up to and what they've been doing and how they've impacted my life, because I get that the energy of everybody before has really made a difference in who we are today and you know, how we be today, which is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I wanted to share, I guess I'll kick it off and share my first summit experience, which was in 2001. And I went to Philadelphia. Philadelphia was my first summit. And it's kind of interesting because I came to the summit inside a transition. My father had just made his transition that year. And there was a sister, Kathy Andrews. Did I say 2001? Actually, it was
2000.
Yeah, it was 2000. My father made his transition. And Sister Kathy Andrews in California was passing around flyers, and they had the declaration on the flyer. And so, you know, I read it, and the declaration really resonated for me, like so many parts of it. You know, empowering our youth, you know, empowering our community, building economies responsible for funding our community. And I was like, wow, these are all things, you know, altering our conversation of who we are in the media. Like all these things spoke to me on so many different levels. So I said, wow, I need to go check this out. So I came to the Philadelphia Summit in 2000. I came by myself. I really didn't know anyone who was going to be there. In fact, I don't even think Kathy went. That particular year, I got there, and there were, you know, all of these beautiful black people. There probably were about, you know, 200 or 300 folks in the room, and there was just this sense of belonging and loving and warmth. And what's really interesting is, you know, you engage in all of this conversation, and in my particular group, we were a group of five. and Sister Henrietta Bird, who's one of our co-hosts now, was in my group. And, you know, I kind of forget that at times, but that was my first interaction with her, was back in 2000. We were in the same group. A sister named Petal was our group leader. And the, gosh, I just drew a blank on what the question was for that year. But
I got it.
Tell me what the question was for year 2000. Thank you, Reta.
I changed my mind. No, I'm just joking. Okay. No, but do you know, when I first joined the phone, when I first got the brochure from Glenn, I was, the first thing, I ain't going to lie, I was checking out the different dates, and 2000 was really hit home with me. And the question is, who am I being as a conscious creator of my life and community?
Awesome. Who am I being as a conscious creator of my life and my community, which was really powerful for me. One, because, you know, it took a lot for me to go to that conference by myself, you know, not know anyone, but I was drawn to go. And, you know, one of the questions tonight is, what did you get out of it? Well, actually, what I got out of it was my husband, because that's where I met him, saw him. Yeah, just, that was the first time we met. Saw him in the room. And said, wow, you know, just really appreciated who he was being of service inside of that group. And we didn't actually hook up then. We didn't hook up until later when he came to California, to the Bay Area. But that was the first time that I saw him. I was like, God, you know, send me a man like that. And, you know, went on about my business, and he invited me to a party. So when I came back to California, there was a meeting of the group of people locally, and I went to that meeting, and he was there, and we started talking, and he told me that he told his friend that he was going to marry me. I was like, yeah, right. You know? But I really get, you know, who am I being as a conscious creator of my world and of my universe was such a powerful place for me to look at my life. And after I left that summit, I went to Africa because that was one of the things that I had always wanted to do. And inside of my trip to Africa, I had an opportunity to take my niece, who at the time was 16 years old, to the continent and really experience myself in relationship to the United States, to the continent. A really powerful, powerful space to be, and it so made me appreciate everything that I had in the States, because people who I visited with didn't have half of the things that I enjoy and took for granted, but yet their space and their energy and their love and their consideration and their just joy for life and living was so much greater. And so from that experience, I really got a stronger sense of myself in terms of who I be in relationship to the world and just how I contribute to people, just in who I'm being, you know, just in who I'm being. And that's what I took away from that particular summit, was that I'm always that light. And I don't know if you've heard that song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine."
Yeah.
You know, you sing that in church, but I really saw myself as this eternal light. So, like, after that summit, my internal light got turned on, you know, like really turned on, and I think I was glowing. I really believe after that summit, I was just glowing, and I started reaching out into the world to do the things that I've always wanted to do in a way like I had never done before.
Ever since I had joined the summit officially back in January. That's right. January 8th of this year, that I officially joined the summit. I joined the summit already, but officially. And, you know, at that time, I envisioned myself, I'm going to be a talk show host.
Wow.
I got that out before 6 months.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I knocked this out, and now if everything works, I said, well, I will be a facilitator soon.
Awesome.
And you know, if everything work out right, I'm gonna be part of the facilitator body and join, and then get ready to be go down there and just join the International Black Summer Family all around the world, and you know, deal with our people. It's a beautiful thing. Cause I never say this to right now. I'm going to Africa. I'm going to Africa soon.
Awesome.
I feel it. The last 3 months, I said, I'm going to Africa. I'm going to find out my family heritage between my mother's side and my father. I might have to go, like, twice.
Right.
But I want to go and find out. Because I had a talk with this brother, and he said, you know what? And he's African. He said, you know what? We need to connect ourselves with the African Americans and our brothers in Africa. And you need to come to Africa, brother, because we need you. And it's so powerful because I'm like, wow. He said, we need you. We need you, our family. Maybe also because where he lives, I forgot what town he's in, but where he at, he said, you know there's a Ku Klux Klan? It's like 3 miles from where he at.
In Africa?
Yes, in South Africa.
Wow.
There's a Ku Klux Klan. And so now people have been fighting for them for almost 15, 16 years.
Wow.
And he,
well, you know the...
Everybody thinking it's hungry door in Africa, but he said, no, it ain't. And then he said, we need our brothers. We need to connect. And
wow.
He said, you need to connect your roots. And I said, I want to really connect my roots because I really, you know, that been on my mind for a lot. Ever since my father been in transition since 89, that been on my mind ever since. It been on my mind even before then, but much more when he passed. And then my great grandmother passed, and my aunt passed. Now, you know, I said, you know, I got to know our people. It's very important to me, the conditions, you know, being in the tomb and getting a lot, you know, it was very important to me. So wherever I learned, I could bring it back up here and tell people, you know, that's important to me. And some had helped me that I have an obligation. Wherever I learned from the summit, to pass to the other black African descent,
people of African descent, yeah.
So
yeah, and you know, and the summit has been, just so our listeners know, for those of you who are just tuning in with us, you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we air here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're listening over the internet, you can call in with a question or a comment to 646-716-9827, and our website is www.blacksummit.org. We've actually been to South Africa. The summit conversation has been to South Africa. It has been to Ghana. It has been to Jamaica. We've been to London and all over the diaspora. And we have a few callers. So I want to give people an opportunity to share their experience of the summit. What we're talking about is, you know, when was your first summit? What was the conversation or the question or the declaration that year? And, you know, what did you come away from with that summit? We have a caller at 224-629. Are you there? I don't know if they can hear me. Caller at 224-629, are you there? Okay, we'll come back to you. Caller at 312-593, you're on the air.
Hi, Kalia.
Hi, Jan. Hi, we've got a really bad really bad connection.
Yeah,
okay. It's...
Because I have... That's me. I have two phones on.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, I'd like to welcome Miss Henrietta Bird out of Chicago.
Chicago is 91 degrees in Chicago.
Yes. It's hot in New Jersey as well. Would you like to share with our audience when was your first summit? And if you recall
Jerry,
the question.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Jerry's going to have to tell me the question. I know it was something about a script. Yes, 99. My first summer was in 1999.
Jerry, what was the question at 99?
In Jamaica.
Montego Bay. Montego Bay.
Yeah, what was the question that year?
What are the responsibilities available from editing the script?
Your script, yes.
I've written for my life.
Say that one more time.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what are the possibilities available from editing the script I've written for my life?
Awesome, awesome. So, Ms. Henrietta, what did you get out of that?
Well, and it's interesting because what I got most out of that was through the people in my group. My first group was with Dolores Brown out of the Bronx, New York, Willie Tolliver out of Harlem.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you?
Are you?
Yeah, speaking through your phone.
Okay, is this better?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Okay. Willie Tolliver, Harlem, Dolores Brown, the Bronx. She was from the Bronx. She is from the Bronx. Okay. Grace from Seattle, and another sister, Mika, from Oakland, California, and myself. And one of the things that came up, that was my first group, one of the things that I got out of it was altering the script. Like, we write the script in our lives. We write it, and then we act on it. You know, we act it out. And I got family. Like, though, I'm still in contact with those people regularly. You know, like, usually a month doesn't go by. At first, for the first 10 years after that, we spoke to each other almost every day. Then it went to kind of every week or whatever. But we got, just a great, great family out of that group. But the question, when it says altering the possibilities of altering your script, that was like so deep, because in that conversation that weekend, something's going on. In that conversation that weekend, what they said to us was that the people in your group are like parts of you. You know, they're like you, just in a different form. And so I got to see myself as a professor of a university. You know, I got to see myself as a leader of landmark education, because there were several landmark leaders in that group, you know, seminar leaders. I got to see myself in all these different forms and fashion. And one of the things about altering the script, we altered our scripts, and what it had us do was become this person that we always wanted to be, and to manifest the things in our lives. And at that time, I was not a minister. I was teaching metaphysics, but after I altered my script, I was able to go on and become a minister. And I won't say it was easy. It wasn't easy, but I was able to manifest it, you know, like fully manifest it. I was kind of dibbling and dabbling in it before. But after, you know, after altering the script about who I am, altering it positively, you know, speaking it the way, you know, kind of looking at myself the way God looks at me, I was able to do a lot of things that I had never, ever done before, never dreamt I would do, you know.
Wow.
Now, it was wonderful. Go on. I didn't hear you.
I was going to ask you a question about altering the script. So when you hear that altering the script, like what does that mean? Altering the
script. It means
like what,
altering the script.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when I say script, it's like, you know, the story I tell about myself, you know. Like if you were to ask me, Henrietta, who are you and what do you do and, you know, all of that, and I'd have this response that I would give you. And it would be based on, back then, it would have been based on what I thought you wanted to hear. You know, I'd probably look at you and say, okay, Claire's a businesswoman, so I'll tell her the business that I do, you know. Or you know, if I was talking to someone from church, I would probably tell them the religious things or the spiritual things that I do. You know, if I was talking to a hairdresser, I'd tell them about those things. And, you know, it's like we have this script, and it's literally a script. Hold on.
So
it's
like
not written down.
Right, those things that we, so for you, it's the things that you were saying about yourself.
About myself, yeah, those things that I was saying about myself. And so to alter it, like fully alter it with integrity, alter the script with, you know, with the speaking of who I am, you know, like as a contribution to the universe, as a contribution to my community, as a contribution to my family, you know, like who I am, and speak it positively so that those things that I intend to do, I actually manifest. Not just talk about them or dream about them, but speak them so that they occur. And speak from the heart, not from the head, but speak from my heart, you know, space.
Awesome. We have another caller who'd like to chime in here, 347-776, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Glenn Greenwich out of Hawaii today.
Hi, Glenn.
What part, brother? All right. So I went to the first summit, and so we
wow.
didn't have a question. But what we had was who or how do we define ourselves as people of Black African descent? You know, what do we call ourselves? You know, are we Black? Are we African? Are we African-American? Are we West Indian? You know, what we grappled with was an identity that was inclusive of all of us. And so the first summit, it wasn't actually the International Black Summit. It was actually the International Summit because we couldn't agree on what to call ourselves. And when you think about it, culturally at that point in time, that was a conversation of bringing Black folks together and honoring where they came from, but also honoring who we are as a collective. And so that was the first engagement of possibility and working together that we actually confronted. Even though we came up with the declaration, we still had lots and lots of conversation around who we were as a people. So that was the thing that we engaged in and have really formulated a bond that we can call of Black African descent and distinctive. And that is inclusive and also empowering. So that was the thing that we're always about, is about empowering ourselves and about empowering our community. And, of course, that's how the second year we actually came up and consolidated on Black, because that was the factor that everyone could sign in for and could acknowledge was their root.
So Glenn, what year was that when you first gathered? What year was that?
1991.
So that was in 91. And then the declaration came out of that year, and then the designation of the International Black Summit.
But we actually started gathering prior to that event. The conversation really took place in late 1990, early 1991, because as the conversation grew, back in that time we had the same three-way that we have, but there was a limitation in terms of how many people we could get on the line. And as we challenged technology and couldn't hear the last person, we decided that we would have to meet face-to-face. And so in having to meet face-to-face, there was a call to arms to send out information to all of the different locations. And I was the contact for the New York area. So JK and the folks from Chicago, who were kind of formulating the conversation, sent me an invitation to make sure it got distributed in the New York Center, because they had heard about PADEG, People of African Descent Empowerment Group, and some of the things that we were up to in that community.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. And then personally, out of that experience of the International Black Summit being formed and the declaration being formed, you know, what did you personally come away from that particular summit for yourself? Like, what shifted in your life?
Well, I got to tell you that when I walked into the space of 123 black folks from all across the nation that were graduates of Landmark Forum or the S training, with no other commitment than a commitment to impact our community, I got that I was part of a conversation that was powerful. I got that that's where I belonged, and that was the vision that I've always had. And so to step into that room in that moment, it was an acknowledgement of the vision that I stood for and I'm still standing for.
That's pretty awesome. One of the things too, and I think everyone has shared this so far, there is kind of an immediate, I don't know what the right word is, it's an immediate feeling of family. You know, when you come into a summit space, it's like coming into a space where I know I belong. And that sense of a shared vision, of shared ideas, and of shared possibilities really is very strong in the summit space. And it's one of the things that I most enjoy when I get into summit conversations and into summit space. And the other thing is, out of all of the questions, you know, there are all these tools and distinctions that come up, and I use them daily in my life. You know, there's not a day that goes by that I'm not empowered and somebody in my life is not empowered because I share it with other people by the tools that I've gotten out of being in the summit space. So, again, I'd just like to invite our listeners to join us in Baltimore the first weekend in August. That's August the 5th through the 8th. There will be an event next weekend, June 5th, I believe, in Baltimore. There's a prerequisite course that will be held, and there will also be courses in Atlanta and in California. And also Chicago has a course coming up too. And if you would like a course in your area or your neighborhood, you know, contact us at ibstalkshow@gmail.com, and we will hook you up and direct you to the right place. Or go to our website at www.blacksummit.org. Again, that's www.blacksummit.org, and you can log on to the social network. You can register for the conference in August. You can, you know, get some more information about the organization, and you can reach out to people who are involved and have been involved in this conversation for, gosh, this will be our 19th year. We've passed We've passed
19.
Yeah, this will be our 19th year in the conversation of the summit. And this year we're kind of sharing about, you know, when was your first summit? What was the question or the declaration that year? And how did it impact your life? Because we really want people to join us in Baltimore. We haven't been stateside for a minute. So it's really a great opportunity to jump in here because we were in London, we were in Anguilla before that. So the fact that we are stateside provides an opportunity for more people to be able to get to where we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Henrietta, you had a comment?
Hello? Yeah.
Did you have a comment?
I wanted to invite people to listen because, you know, to continue to listen because we're starting the countdown next Sunday. Countdown to the summit event 2010 in Baltimore. And you will be able to hear others, you know, other summit people and their family and their relatives talk about their experiences. So we're going to start with 1991 when it all began, and you'll be able to hear from people who were there like Glenn that very first year. And we're going to take 2 years every week, and we're going to talk about those experiences. So by the time we all get to the summit in Baltimore, everybody will kind of be, you know, kind of have a good understanding of what's been going on for the last 19 years. You know, we'll talk about some of those summit moments that you hear. You know, you hear a little bit about it at the end of every show, but we're going to kind of detail them. You'll hear about the most wonderful music ever that, you know, one of the things we do in the summit is dance. And we dance and we love music and we love to eat. We have eaten all over this continent and every other continent we've been on, you know, and we'll share some of those experiences of the great food we've had in the different places and, you know, the people that we've met and, just some of the youth that have grown up in the summit and what they're up to now and, you know, when their first summit was and, you know, like you kind of heard last Sunday, how it has affected their lives, you know, how they've created the support system for themselves. We actually have one of our one of the youth in our summit is actually getting their PhD next week, Pongwei. And so we're excited and we're celebrating in New Orleans, actually, and I can't remember the exact date, but, you know, if you happen to be in New Orleans next week, you know, give us send us an email saying we can tell you where the celebration party is. But we have some, some wonderful stories about people who have grown up in the summit and where they are. And not only the youth grow up in the summit, the adults grow up in the summit as well.
Yeah,
you know, and that's key because, you know, it's not like it's too late or I wish I had done this when I was younger. No, you come when you come, and whenever you come, it's the right time, and you grow from where you are. And it's always wonderful, always wonderful.
Yeah. And people want to hear more about the summit, we also have the oxygen room from 9 o'clock or 9:30. And the number is 218-862-6420. Area code is 797-4834#. I will say it again at the 8:55 time. So you want to hear more, there's another chance for another 30 minutes, my brothers and sisters.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Jerry. And we are looking to go premium in 2010, and we're looking for your support. If you have been listening to the show over the last 3 years, we would really appreciate your financial support, and you can get more information about that. Just send us an email to ibstalkshow@gmail.com. Again, it's ibstalkshow, ibstalkshow@gmail.com. And we can send you some more information about how you can assist us in the process of going premium.
And you know what, Henrietta? I mean, you know, you talking about this countdown. You know, this is a countdown person for me because this will be my first.
That's right, Jerry. I can't wait. I'm more excited about you coming than you probably are because you are going to love it so much. Because you love it already, but you just wait till you see everybody, and you know, and they pull you out on the dance floor, and then
leave me alone.
Right, and somebody just stands up and starts to sing, and they sing with all the soul that's within them, or somebody just gets up and starts dancing, or somebody just gets up and starts doing a spoken word piece, there is nothing like the International Black Summit. Nothing. You must experience it. You must experience it.
Yeah, because anybody can listen to it. If you don't experience it, So it's a countdown. Just saying, it's personal, brothers, whoever listens. It's personal for me because this will be my first. So if I act all giddy, when I come back to the people, I have to understand me. Just don't listen to me. This will be my first.
Oh, my goodness. And you bring up a really great point, Jerry, because for you, since you haven't been, we are at ground zero. We're definitely at ground zero this week. And we'll be bringing some people back. There's a cause that's going on to bring some of the young people from Rwanda to this particular summit. So the sister was supposed to be on tonight, but I guess we'll have her on next week when we start, you know, the countdown. And we'll be going through, as Henrietta said, all of the questions and two questions a year, and we'll actually be exploring those questions similar to what we would do in a summit space each week. So we're really excited about that, and you have an opportunity to join us, to listen in. It's an awesome time. It's really an awesome time. And this year, we started the show. The declaration is, I am the source of my vision. I am the source of my vision. So I am inviting all of our listeners to just take a moment and look within yourself and imagine what that thing is that you have always wanted to do or you have always wanted to be, and just see it for yourself. See it in your mind. Take a pen and paper, write it down, and really get clear that you are going to source that vision manifesting itself in your world. And if you attend the International Black Summit, one of the things that we do is provide an environment for our participants to realize their vision. And you do that through, one, clearing the things that are blocking you, number one, two, identifying what your vision is, and three, getting into action. You know, and being it really helps to be around people who are supportive. You will more than definitely bump into somebody who shares your vision and, you know, will take that walk with you. So it's a phenomenal opportunity to move yourself forward in your life. And if, you know, whatever you're up to or whatever you want to do.
And Claire, a couple of other things is we have people this year coming from Rwanda to the summit. And Lorraine, who is one of our facilitators, is committed to joining us again. We're going to have a reunion, reunion. So Lorraine is committed to coming. She's bringing people from Rwanda and also, Chikesha, who's one of our family members, our talk show host. She is, I'm sure, has enrolled people from Paris because she was in Paris last week, and she's in Japan now.
Exactly.
And Okinawa, I couldn't think of the name, but Okinawa. So Chikesha is just, she's a stand for bringing people from everywhere that she's been, and she's been to Belize. I mean, you know, she's just going places and enrolling people. So, you know, you have to come and join this group. This is a wonderful group of people, and you will make lifetime connections and friends that are into what you're into. Somebody in that room is into what you're into, and make that connection, you know. Make that connection.
And you make a really good point, Henrietta, which is come and bring someone with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come and bring somebody with you.
Bring somebody with you, yeah.
Find a friend.
Yeah, I want to make a request in the near future.
Yes.
I want one of the shows, if it's all right, our strong leader, when I come back, when we come back from the summer of Baltimore, I want people to know about my personal experience of being finally know the language and finally have the summit under my belt. I want to share it.
So you're saying after you do the summit, you would like to share your experience on one of the shows after the summit?
Yes.
I think that's a phenomenal idea. You and everyone else who it will be their first summit.
It'll be their first time, right.
Yeah.
And you know, Chicago is bringing a bus.
Yes, that's true.
We have a bus load of people coming, so, you know, that's going to be a great show. And even the show, the last day of the summit, is on a Sunday, so there will be a show actually from Baltimore that we do that night. It's on a Sunday. It's on a Sunday. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's true. And also, you know, thanks for reminding me, Henrietta. There's a group that's also coming from the North Jersey, New York area.
North Jersey, right.
Yeah, they're putting together some transportation for people to travel into Baltimore. So, again, if you're interested in any of those things, go to our website, www.blacksummit.com. You can get that information. If you'd like to call in, we still have a few minutes left. You can call in to the show tonight at 646-716-98. Can you mute your phone, please?
I remember that.
I can hear you. If you could call in at 646-716-9827. Again, that number is 646-716-9827. And we will be going into the oxygen room, as Brother Jerry said, after the top of the hour from 9 to 9:15. You can join us there. If there's something that you have a question or something that you'd like to discuss or ask off air, we'll be available to you to do that. And that number is, Jerry?
The number, again, is 218-862-6420. Access code 797-4834 pound.
All right. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. So we have about 6 minutes remaining, and I would just like to invite those of us who are on the line, if there is another summit moment that you would like to share as we in our last couple of minutes here.
Well, I want to say one thing before we continue. Anybody that is listening, tune into our shows every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
7 o'clock Central Time.
7 o'clock Central Time and 4 o'clock Western Time.
No, let's back it up. Let's see, it's 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central, and 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Oh,
but
there you go.
Dave,
there you go.
Dave.
And but you know what? The other thing, Jerry, is if you tune in, if you go to blacksummer.org at any time, you can always catch a show. Whatever our last show is, all you have to do is go to talk show, click on talk show, and you'll be able to hear this show as soon as we're, you know, as soon as we finish with it, it'll be on the website. So anytime you want to hear a show, they're all archived.
Check out the rest of our website. Then we have good stuff. We have blogs. We have other stuff that empower us as Africans to sit globally. I say it again, that empower us as Africans to sit globally.
All right, Glenn.
You know, I'm scared of Jerry, okay? I'm scared to see what he's going to be like after August the 8th. He's probably going to have on a cape and just fly from place to place.
Okay. Awesome. Glenn, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add just two things. One is that the prerequisite course, we're actually looking at renaming it the Vision Workshop, because what we do is we work on your vision. We set you up so that you've got a vision going into this conversation, and I invite you to bring people to support you in your vision, to support you in your community, to support you in the work that you're doing. So if you've got friends, family, and associates, bring them, because it'll impact the whole conversation that you're in. Peace and blessings.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that, Glennon. And I love the name of the new name of the course, the Vision Works course, because like Glenn said, it's about people bringing their vision forward, and we really need to we don't need to do anything, but it's really exciting when people are moving forward in their visions within our communities, and that's really what it's going to take for the communities that we live in to shift, is for everyone to bring their vision forward in a conscious way and in a way that we all know about it. I was speaking with a woman this evening, and she goes to a mega church, and so she was saying that as big as the church is, they really shouldn't have to go outside of the church to get anything that they need. And I think that's a very valid point. You know, we shouldn't, when we have network going on and community, we really should be able to get just about everything that we need inside of the network, inside of the community, and work together to get things done. And I also like President Obama, who said, you know, we're the change. You know, we have to be the change we want to see, and each of us is responsible and accountable for moving the country to the next level, you know, to having all of the things that we want. So I just want to take a moment and close out the show for all of those of you who listened in this evening. Thank you so very much. We definitely appreciate you listening to the show. We are here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. You can listen to any previous show 24/7 by going to our website, www.blacksummit.org. You can go to the website and register for the annual event, which will be in Baltimore, Maryland, August the 5th through the 8th, and also have an opportunity to join a social network and tell people what you're up to around. So we love you. We appreciate you. We would love to see you in Baltimore either next weekend or in the first weekend in August, and most definitely come back and join us next week. Same place, same time. God bless you.
Peace.